magsalita upang maunawa kong iyong damdamin. Di mo na kailangang mag-heavy drama, basang-basa kong nais mong ipahiwatig. Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. Nadarama ko sa iyong mga yaka ang pagmamahal sa pagkakaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhan pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhan pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo.
Pagkasama kita, wala akong pangamba. Lahat ng pag-aalala ay nawawala. May kakaiba kang magic at tricks, kaya naman tayo ay sobrang click.
Pagkat nakikita ko sa iyong mga mata, nananabik ka na ako'y makasama. Nadarama ko sa iyong mga yaka ang pagmamahal, pagkakaibigang wagas. Kwentuhan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kulitan tayo, kwentuhang pets. Kwentuhan tayo, kulitan tayo.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Andito naman po tayo sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa ng DZUP. At alam nyo po, Wednesday na naman, 1 p.m., just a few days before Christmas.
Yan, konting-konti na lang. So kung 25
po, days na
ngayon
ba?
Ay 9. Hala, sir.
Medyo puri ni Mata.
So, ano, ang tawag dito? Anyway, malapit na tayo. That's
hindi tayo nag-countdown.
Two weeks na lang.
Oh, tama.
Christmas, kasama ko po dito sa studio, ang aking dear friend, si Ulysses Ferreras, and si RJ Manalo, who's also an animal lover. So, katulad ng sabi ko, we have siguro mga two weeks.
Barely 2 weeks.
Yeah, hindi, pero ngayon na lang at saka next week ang programming natin for Kwentuhang Pets. Mm-hmm. Tapos we're going to have another music, no? Programming.
Music programming.
Oo, pero sa ngayon, gusto ko lang pasalamatan at mag-hello kay Jaya, kay Jaja ng Australia, kay Malen Ovion, kay Vanji, Dolfo, kay Raquel, Evelyn, si Professor Evelyn Katigbak, si Professor Christine Cox, si Kat, at lahat ng mga stalkers dyan, mga nakikinig pala pero hindi natin alam kasi tahimik lang sila, hindi nagre-react, pero mamaya pag nakasalubon ko or what, alam nila yung pinag-usapan natin. I call them our stalkers. Of course, we have to greet also yung mga animal friends natin, yan, yung queen cat of Mascom, si Kit Kat, si Molly, si Yana, yung mga aso ko, Molly, si Yana, si Cosette, at syempre, yung laging pinapabati ni
Evelyn.
Si Choco.
Ang okay. Love of her life.
Yeah. Kasama ko po dito, katulad ng sabi ko, si RJ Manalo, also of the Journ Department.
Yes, magandang hapon po.
Ay, ako nga pala. Si Krista Imperial Raro, ang inyong host dito sa Kwento Hangpits.
Na-excite kayo kay sir.
Okay, palagi nga kasi matagal na kami hindi na nagkita.
My classmate.
At si Ulysses Ferreras, who is a
wildlife botanist. Botanist. I got that right, sir.
Hindi na po, tagal na po niya life, wild botanist.
Wala na daw life.
Wild botanist. Pero naku, kung makilala mo ito talagang wild. Of the wild kind.
Ihanap na natin ang partner siya, sir.
Hindi ba, kinasal ka na?
Hindi pa. Hindi,
ay, hindi wala, pa talaga. Wala. Couldn't find anybody wild enough. Mamaya. Actually, he is married to the forest.
Yan nga.
Kaya ano, true. Kaya wala siya mahanap na.
Correct. Ay, na napakaraming woman. Forest na kailangan niyang isave.
Oo, kasi this is a guy with an advocacy. That's why we'll find out later kung ano ba yung what he's trying to save. No, kasama na doon yung mga animals. Pero before we go to Yuli, anuhin muna natin, let's remind our audience that meron hong special na mangyayari sa Lantern Parade natin sa December 14. That's our annual Lantern Parade. Pero this time, it's a Lantern Parade with a twist and sobrang a bang.
Kakaiba po. Kakaiba. First time in the history of the University of the Philippines Lantern Parade.
Kasi po, magkakaroon tayo ng isang contingent, isang grupo ng mga doggies. Mga doggies yan, lalakad sila with us, yung grupo namin po, yung Friends of Campus Animals. We're going to walk around the academic oval with a group of mga, I don't know yet, ilan, ang dami nagsabi sa Facebook na gusto nilang sumali, baka umabot tayo ng mga 30 to 50 dogs, madami, or baka even more.
Baka hindi natin kailangan maglakad, ma'am, puno na si academic
oval. O di talagang with a bang talaga, no? Oo. Kasi ang layunin po ng ano na ito, it's going to be actually a pre-lantern pack walk yung alakad ng mga aso. Actually, dapat tong original plano, when we were negotiating with
Vice Chancellor
for Community Affairs, dapat yung mga aso kasali talaga doon sa Lantern Parade. Naghahanap sana kami ng posisyon. RJ, di ba, kausap natin siya phone patch last week.
Uh-oh.
What we're trying to do is put them sana sa front part ng parade para hindi sila, pero kailangan malayo doon sa bugle corps, doon sa banda, kasi maingay. At saka merong canyon that will signal the start. Eh, sabi nga ni Dr. Castro, baka raw ma-rattle itong mga aso. So,
ma-agitate sila mag-sig.
Oo, so finally, pumayag naman si Dr. Castro na mauna na lang yung mga aso. Mauna na lang tayo
maganda,
ng RJ.
Sir, bida tayo.
Oo. So, kumbaga,
front act
tayo ng Lantern Parade. No? We might even steal the show. Yung ano, yung kumbaga, kung ang Lantern Parade ay magsa-start siya ng
4:30.
Hindi, 5 o'clock ang start ng lakad ng Lantern Parade ba? O 5:30? Depende yata yun kung kailan yung ano magdidilim para makita yung lanterns.
Mm-mm.
Pero tayo, kasama natin yung mga aso and the responsible dog owners who will be holding them, lalakad tayo ng 4:30 kasi kailangan wala tayong lantern kasi ating lantern ay
ang ating mga advocacy placards.
Yan. At saka yung mga aso.
At yung mga dogs. Ma'am, alam mo, excited nga ako kasi wala naman tayong inadvertise kung dapat bambihisan. Pero I'm sure hindi magpapahuli ang mga nanay at tatay ng mga pets na yan.
Ay, sigurado.
Bibihisan yan ng ala Santa Claus.
Pangbongga yan mga costume.
Doon ako na-excite. Baka yung iba na.
Eh, syempre tayo kailangan na costume din.
Yes, tayo rin.
Alam nga naman yung mga aso lang na costume. Parang tayo naka-costume
sandali
din tayo. Napatigil si RJ. Ang gagamitin mo lang ay Santa Claus hat.
Ay, wow!
Sigurado, lang.
Wala ako matatanggap na memo dyan, ma'am. Willing ako dyan.
Oh.
Birthday suit in Santa Claus hat.
Oo. Oh. Okay, tingnan natin kung kaya mo. RJ, okay. So, let's remind our listeners, RJ, kung ano ba yung mga
guidelines. Yes.
Ano ba yung mga guidelines dyan?
Ayan, so, kung makakapunta po kayo sa Facebook account ng FOCA or Friends of Campus Animals, makikita po ninyo na may 10 paalala para sa mga gustong sumama sa parada. Importante po ito. So maybe Ma'am Rara will take and me would take turn in reading, kahit i-read na lang po namin kung, and then please see them yourselves later.
Oo,
so,
mas maganda kasi linagyan pa ni ano eh ni Tin Sanchez yung ating Facebook na nag-handle ng Facebook account ng FOCA. Ang gaganda ng mga posters niya eh, no? Okay, so number one, ang bawat dog owner na sasali ay pwede magdala ng isa lang na aso sa parada. So, isipin, kung lima yung aso nyo, kailangan lima kayo na hahawa. Kasi baka masyadong manggulo kung isa lang kayo, mahirap. Tapos marami. Oo. Tapos number two, kailangan bawat aso ay meron updated na 5-in-1 vaccination at saka anti-rabies vaccination. Yan po ay para sa kabutihan ng mga aso, yung 5-in-1 that will make sure na hindi tayo magka-outbreak ng distemper or whatever mga diseases. 5 shots na yan in 1. You can ask your veterinarian. At syempre, kailangan din yung anti-rabies vaccination. True. That's for the benefit of everyone and the dogs also. So, kailangan dalhin nyo po ang inyong prueba, yung vaccination card ng inyong aso para makita namin, iti-check namin na kailangan updated ang kanilang mga shots.
Yes, at wag po tayong magdala ng mga tuta, kawawa. Siguradong sandaling panahon lang ay maiinip sila o
ma-agitate. Ako bang matapakan sila doon?
Correct. So, yung sana po, preferably, dogs must be at least 6 months old.
Oo, ayan. At saka wala rin. Bawal din yung mga aggressive na
yes.
dogs.
Yes, happy, no? Happy dogs po ang kailangan natin.
Oo,
dito.
Kailangan yung mga dogs na socialized or sanay sa kapwa-aso at saka sanay makihalubilo sa kapwa-aso at saka sa kapwa-tao. Did I say kapwa-tao? sa tao at sa aso.
Oo.
Huwag yung mga aso na, kasi pwedeng yung aso nyo ay ang bait-bait sa inyo pero pag katapat na ibang aso
that's
ay
right.
nag-iiba.
So, pang-apat po yan, no aggressive dogs.
Oo, tapos?
So, sanay sana sila na makihalubilo at saka kahit, kasi ang tendency nyan kung cute-cute ang ating dog, lalo na yung mga costume, makikita ng mga tao nyan, ay, pahawak naman po. So, dapat ready tayo sa posibilidad na pwede po bang buhatin? Ganyan. May mga ganyan yan. Si Marimar ko, ma'am, laging ganyan. Minsan natatakot ako, nasaan na si Marimar? Kung kani kayo na nanapasa kasi toy poodle naman yun. Pero may edad na. Hindi
kaya
na
nga hinihingi natin na lahat ng aso ay dapat naka-leash, may tali.
That's it. That's
dapat
it.
Naka, ano palagi sila, hawak sila ng owner sila. Huwag bibitawan, naka-leash para hindi mawala sa crowd. Naku, pag nawala yan, di nyo na mahanap yan
di
sa gulo
na,
ng tao.
Correct. Oo. Baka may iba na mag-uwi. So, at sana po, no beaches in heat.
Oo.
At naku, sigurado meron ding mga male dogs doon. Eh, Diyos me, baka oo, naman ibang show ang ma-present na.
hindi na. Po, pag meron pumunta dyan na aso na medyo, ano may tawag doon? Naglalandi.
Oh, ay, wow.
Yung naglalandi.
Oh, yes.
Pag meron pumunta dyan, naku, magkakagulo yung mga male dogs.
May added attraction
dyan
na tayo.
Oo, wala
hindi na maulit.
Nakalimutan na yung lantern. Hindi na tayo maiimbita ulit sa lantern.
Hindi na maulit ang front act natin.
Oo, tapos number 6.
Yes, ma'am. You must be willing to clean up after your pet. Bring your own poop bags. And advice ko lang po, I think this, I mentioned this already, sir. Na-discover ko to from my own experience. Dati ang dinadala ko lang, sando bag na yung may handle. Ang tendency, dahil hindi nakahurma yung mga daliri mo, naiiwan yung iba. Tapos, magdadalawang plastic bag ka ngayon. By accident lang, wala kaming dadalang poop bag, pero meron kaming yung parang kitchen gloves lang na mga transparent. Kitchen gloves yun na nabibili lang sa supermarket, 100 in a box. Eh, yun lang ang meron kami. Sabi ko na lang, use the kitchen box.
Saan nabibili anyway, yan? Supermarket?
Supermarket.
Sa which part ng supermarket?
Sa mga plates and ano, plates, wooden mga spoons and forks.
So magdadala lang tayo just in case meron nakalimot magdala ng poop bags.
Oo, ang mura lang
yan
po noon.
Yun
lang meron kami sir kasi nag-picnic kami dito sa circle. So sabi ko sa mga anak ko, everybody should wear one, both left and right para sure.
Uh-oh.
And it proved better than the ano kasi nakahurma sa mga daliri mo, makukuha mo lahat. Then pag nakuha mo na siya yung nakakabit dito sa pinakaris mo, ibabaliktad mo na yan, papasok na yung pinulot mo. And then yung hinila mo pabaliktad, itatali mo na. And
oh, tama, no?
Yun na, itatapon mo na.
Latest poop grass. Grabe technology.
Evolution of the kitchen glove.
Correct.
Okay, so meron po tayong mga marshals na nakabantay dyan sa likod natin at saka sa sides ng grupo habang nagmamarcha tayo to make sure that no poop is left behind.
Oo, nakakahiya din.
Kailangan pulutin.
Kasi parang, ako lang din, in consideration, para masaya talaga yung mangyayari. Kung ako, kasama ko sa parade at accidentally nakatapak ako, ay mainit ng ulo mo, sira na yung mood mo. Pero, and that's being responsible enough as a pet owner, di ba, na look after the droppings of your pets, di po ba?
At saka another duty ng responsible dog owner ay magdala ng tubig para sa aso.
That's true. At kasi sa kanya na rin. Kasi
mainit yan eh.
Maka naman makiinom pa siya sa aso.
Oo, sa kanya dalawa. Oo, kasi sobrang init yan. At saka yung mga aso, mabilis
maghingal.
Mauhaw. Okay, so nasabi na natin, ang mga aso kailangan nakatali all the time.
That's
may
right.
May
mm-hmm.
leash na matibay, hindi yung leash na isang tag mo lang ay tanggal na. Mm-hmm. Okay, tapos nasabi na rin natin, the dogs have to be socialized. Mm-hmm. Dapat na-expose na noon pa
mm-hmm.
sa mga aso at saka sa mga, sanay sa crowds.
That's
kumbaga.
It.
At saka lastly, mag-register po kayo doon sa FOCA. That's F-O-C-A, Foxtrot, Oscar, Casper and Alpha do sa page ng Friends of Campus Animals or FOCA. Kasi meron po tayong registration form doon at dadalhin nyo ang inyong ID card at saka yung registration, printed registration form sa parade.
Mm.
And we're all going to enjoy the
days. Admire each other's beautiful pets in Christmas costume. At sabi nga ni ma'am, kailangan yung owner naka-costume din.
Oo.
Akin na po yung hat lang ha. Wala nang aagawa.
Okay. Tapos yung nga pala, ang meeting place natin ay 3 o'clock for registration doon sa kiosk. Meron isang may grassy area doon sa kiosk katapat ng faculty center.
Yung dating parking lot.
Ganun ba? Parking lot ba? Yung basta doon yung kiosk harap ng parking center. Meron doon grassy area, doon tayo mag-congregate, doon tayo magkikita-kita kasi i-register natin, i-check natin yung mga vaccination cards ng mga aso. Tapos kasama po natin, itong magandang announcement, kasama natin si Pinoy Dog Whisperer, Lester Zapanta. Kilala po yan na dog coach, dog trainer, and dog behaviorist. Si Lester Zapanta is going to lead us and the dogs. Kailangan maaga kasi iti-check niya yung mga aso to make sure sino yung mga magka-vibes, sino yung hindi magka-vibes. Ipo-position niya tayo.
Oh, kumbaga, okay. May matching pa palang magaganap.
Siya, isang tingin niya lang sa aso, alam na niya.
Kung sino may aggressive. Kung sino agitated.
Kailangan sa harap tayo dahil mga aso natin, kailangan makita niya. May free advice
tayo. Ibig sabihin, usually naman kasi sorry, nakukover talaga doon ng mga big networks.
Ay, sigurado. No,
lalo na ito, kung na-announce si na ni VC Castro na meron tayong front act, malamang yan.
Mm-hmm, yan. So, that's why please be there at 3 o'clock. I repeat, sa kiosk, grassy area beside the kiosk sa harap ng
faculty
center. At saka, meron pa ba tayong mga reminders before we go on break? RJ, andyan na nasabi na natin. Nag-invite din po kami ng, aside from yung mga dog owners at saka yung mga dogs kung gusto sumali, basta you can come up with the requirements. At saka, nag-invite din kami ng mga volunteers, katulad ng sabi namin, the volunteers will march with us.
Kasi marshals.
Mga marshals. May dala tayong mga placards with mga reminders about responsible pet ownership. At saka, they will make sure that no poop is left behind.
Yun. Tsaka, kaya nga po kung halimbawa hindi natin kayang magdala ng dog, kasi puppy pa yung dog natin, also welcome you as part to play different other roles than bringing a pet. Yun nga po, kailangan po namin ng mga placard handlers and the marshals.
So, don't bring the puppy. Bring yourself na lang.
Join the fun. First, ito, isipin nyo na lang po, you will be part of the first front act of FOCA in the history of the UP Lantern Parade.
Historical
talaga, sir. Kaya nga, hini-invite ka ni ma'am.
We're making history. Si Yuli, magkakal ka ng placard. Sasabihin niya, I am a responsible dog.
May pet nga si sir, pero...
Oh, pwede mo rin dalhin, Yuli.
Kuting
eh. Hindi pwede. Baka magkagulo yung mga aso. Okay, so, kita niyo po, masayang-masaya ang aming usapan. Going on break, tapos itutuloy natin ito after a few reminders.
Yeah.
Ang oras, 1:21. Halika na makinig sa TZUP 16.2.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun, yun! Yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun, yun! Yun!
Tara na at makinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbo nyo na usapan, yun yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZB 1602, kasali ka!
Sari-sari ang tinig ng ating mga kaibigan. Pero paano nga ba makakaimik ang ating mga kaibigan sa pang-aabuso? Tayo lamang ang makapagbibigay sa kanila ng tinig. Ang boses nila ay ang boses natin.
Igalang ang karapatan ng mga hayop. Itigil ang animal cruelty. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ito ang kwentuhang pets at iba pa.
Okay, so back to Kwentuhang Pets. Kasama ko pa rin dito si RJ Manalo at saka si Ulysses Ferreras. Yes. And na kwento namin sa inyo yung Lantern Parade po na gagawin sa Monday at kung bakit ito ay very special. So ngayon naman, let's go to our topic for today. In-invite natin dito si Ulysses Ferreras kasi he's a wild botanist.
Wala na lang.
He's a wild botanist.
Abala talaga yung mga kabundukan na yun.
Yung mga adult na kwento niya sa atin kaninang story. Oh,
na-alarm ako.
Talagang wild,
yung face expression mo. Kaya gusto kong pictura.
Talagang wild. Okay, so, tanungin natin si Yuli, no? Ano ba yung exactly yung ginagawa niya? Yung kanyang work as a wild biologist?
yung work ko kasi yun yung vocation ko. Eh, no? And what I do is basically I go to the mountains and then I survey yung mga forests. And then try to inventory and you know understand kung ano yung mga plants and plants muna. So kasi botany pa lang yung na nag-occur dun. So yun. So I go through many islands in the Philippines.
Sarap.
Oo. So ganun. So basically yung work ko.
So doon sa paglalakbay mo sa mga islands, sa mga forest jungles ng Pilipinas, I'm sure marami kang mga encounters, no?
Yes,
with
yes,
animals, wild naman, domestic animals, mga wild animals. Oo. So ano yung napansin mo?
Well, ang napansin ko is, you know, especially recently, no? Talagang nakikita ko na talaga na very fragmented na lang yung forest natin. And, you know, when you look at the forest, it's not just, you know, a mass of trees and shrubs and vines. It's also the habitat and home of many, many types, different types of animals, you know, that you can see and some you cannot see. So, you know, when you see, say a hectare, you know, of forest, you marami yun. Na I mean thousands and thousands of animals. Yeah.
Animal, mga so, kumbaga natatago, maliliit na sa ilalim small, ng dahon. Oh,
very small, you have to use a microscope as well. Iba insects. Okay. You know, and some are really very specialized. Like some, they only live high up on the tree. Mm-mm. Merong mga niches, may habitat requirements for every animal. Eh, mga snakes, may mga burrows, yung mga frogs, they have, you know, habitat preferences.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Eh ano ba yung mga, ano kumbaga, merong special favorite na animal or close encounter with an animal?
Yes, marami naman akong close encounters with them. And, you know, I treat them as friends, you know.
Do they treat you as friends?
Sometimes not. pero, siyempre, they're part of the ecosystem and they do a service to the forest as well.
That's true.
Kasi, you know, some of these animals, they are pollinators.
Correct.
Some are dispersers or vectors of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ang role nila is to eat the fruit and then they fly and transfer the seed to other places. So, more or less, parang sila yung nagtatanim. They're like farmers, tree farmers na eh. So may mga roles sila that they play. So, very important each and every part of the forest. So,
Naalala ko dati, merong kakwento sa akin na meron kang nakasalubong na ahas, di ba? Mm-hmm. Naglalakad ka, may Oo. Kukuha kaya, yata kayo na samples. Mm-hmm. Tapos in the forest path, mm-hmm. ay may isang snake naka-coil, ready to strike.
Yes, yes. Oo.
You tapos, pakikwento nga yun, Yuli.
Yes, well, ano yun eh, that was, you know, my stint in Bataan. I think the year was 2007 or 2008. So, I used to live in a Nipa hut, you know, near the forest. Mm-hmm. So, most of the time, I just go and survey every morning. So, you know, I had this dream na a huge snake was talking to me in a female voice.
Oh, ganun.
So, ngayon, so parang, yung mga kasama ko, so I was with, you know, the indigenous people na tawag doon, Aitas.
Ah, mga Aitas. Ah, yes.
Kanawan. It's in Kanawan, ano, in Bataan. And then, sabi ko, you know, alam mo na, naginip ako, you know, I had this dream. Sabi naman nung mga kasama ko, sir, panaginip lang yan, you know, just don't bother to, ano. Pero, nung time na yun, parang pinapawisan
ako. May premonition ka pala, sir. Yes.
And then, you know, so we set off after breakfast, 6 o'clock, you know, and we went to the forest. Actually, hindi pa nga forest yun. Nasa, ano pa yun, parang secondary forest pa lang. Mm-hmm.
Clearing.
Oo. And then, nag-set up kami ng transect. When you say a transect, it's parang, it's a protocol that we use to survey the forest. So, we set up a line. So, I just laid down my bag. And then, syempre, very, ano pa rin ako doon sa memory ko ng dream eh. Kasi parang very, parang hanggang noong time na yun, parang
totoong-totoo.
Oo, parang totoo. And then, lo and behold, you know, just 1 meter away from me, where I set my bag, was a cobra, you know.
Cobra.
Eight, naka-letter 8 siya, no? Parang yung higa niya, naka-number 8. Tapos, tapos tumayo siya. And then, immediately, so I thought, at first, it was a rat, snake, kasi magkamukha yun eh, brown. And then, gumana na yung hood niya. So, automatically, cobra na. So, it's a Philippine cobra. And then, you know, I thought during that, baka na nanaginip pa ako, baka extension lang to ng dream ko. Pero, you know, yung mga surrounding aitas ko, yung mga kasama ko,
naging alert na.
Medyo napapanik na sila. Mm-hmm. And iba, inalabas nila yung kanilang bolo to strike. Sabi ko, huwag niyong saktan, sabi ko. And then, you know, I just looked at the snake and then, trying to talk to the snake. Kasi akala ko siya yung nasa panaginip ko. So, ikaw ba yung sa panaginip?
Kinausap mo na
just through my
verbally?
Mind.
Ah, no, mind. Just through my mind. Ano kayo?
Nag-mental telepathy.
Nagtitigan lang kami. And, you know, it just lasted for 3 minutes, no? Tumitig lang siya. And then I didn't move an inch, no?
Mm-mm.
And then, yung snake just moved away from me. So, somehow, parang merong parang premonition of yun yung encounter na yun. So,
I saw in one of the episodes ng isang show nga na nauubos na raw yung Philippine cobra, sir.
Yes, even yung mga king cobra. Yes, kasi ibang snakes kasi like yung iba lalo like king cobras. Ano, minsan gumagala din sa mga human settlements. So, parang napapatay din sila.
Mm-mm.
So, and you know, snakes are very important kasi they eat yung mga rodents and other animals na if they reproduce in large numbers, masisira naman yung mga crops.
Uh-huh.
So, they play a role. Meron silang ecological role.
Okay, singit lang ha. Meron tayong text dito sa isang friend and listener natin. Mm-hmm. Si Malian Ovion, sabi niya, thanks po, I'm listening now. Hello, Malian. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this discussion.
Yes.
Kasi alam mo, Yuli, yung kwento mo na nag-connect ka dun sa snake, that is a very spiritual moment.
Uh-huh.
Diba?
Yes. You know, yun nga eh.
Kasi you connected with the universe. Yes. You connected with another species. Yes. Kumbaga, at that moment, you were one.
Mm.
Diba? Kasi yung nabasa mo yung thoughts niya, nabasa niya yung thoughts mo, so she did not she could easily have hurt you, diba?
Kasi pero it's hindi. Just 1 meter away from me. It could strike anytime. But of course,
at aabutin kanti.
And you know, pero somehow may connection. And you know, usually we associate yung spirit or soul to human beings. Pero I really think that even animals, you know, as long as they have life, they could also have souls as well. So, medyo heretical, you know. In the purview of you,
yung
other organism. Pero you know I was trained as a scientist, no, and you know science, you're skeptical of most of the things that you see, but syempre yung mga ganung mga nagpangyayari, it really, you know, makes you think, you know, na twice na baka may mga ganito.
Kasi pag meron kang ganyan na encounter noon, special encounters with animals, pag nakita mo na they understand you, that they can think, how can they not have a soul? Yun yung tanong dun eh, di ba? Yeah. Nakita mo yung ahas na yun. At that moment, nag-eye to eye kayo, you connected. Paano mo isipin na wala siyang soul, na intindihan ka niya?
And you know, that snake was really very intelligent. You know, it was looking at me curiously, no? And you know, it's really intelligent. Kaya, and it could also take my life away. Pero,
hindi
niya ginawa. And
naintindihan niya kasi in that second na nag-eye to eye contact yun, naintindihan niya na hindi mo naman siya papatayin. You do not mean her any harm.
And in fact, you will protect its environment.
Actually, napanood niyo na ba yung movie na The Heart of the Sea? Naku, ang ganda-ganda nun. Si, nakalimutan ko na yung actor. Pero Liam Hemsworth, kapatid ng, ano, ng sino ba yun sa Hunger Games, yung babae doon. Meron
si
siyang,
Jennifer Lawrence?
Oo, meron siyang boyfriend na matangkad. Yung kapatid na yung bida doon sa In the Heart of the Sea. So I'm calling on Jaya, who might be listening now, to text us the name of that ano, of that actor. Alam niya yung mga actors niya. So ang tawag dito, yung In the Heart of the Sea, whale killer sila eh. Dati in in old America. So etong meron isang nagpapatay sila ng whales, no? Tapos meron isang whale, male whale, puti siya. Yung pala, ito yung true story behind Moby Dick. Puti siya na whale, tapos pag ina-atake yung kanyang pod, siya yung nag-a-attack, sobrang malaki siya. So ang dami niyang napatay ng mga sailors. So galit yung mga sailors sa kanya. So when they attacked him, sinira niya yung boat nila, ang dami niyang napatay, ganyan. So, kumbaga, they were living on two life rafts. Tapos, nagbabiyahe sila until several days, until nakakita sila ng lupa. And then, hindi nila alam, sinusundan pala sila ng white whale na to. Kasi, ang laki ng galit sa kanilang whale kasi, pinapatay sila. Tapos, i-attack na sila ng white whale kasi palapit na sila do sa island, kinuha na nitong artista yung kanyang harpoon. Papatay na katay kasi expert harpoonist siya. Papatay na niya yung whale. Pagtalo ng whale, nag-eye to eye sila ng whale. In that 1 second, nagkaintindihan sila. The whale understood na parang ang dami na nilang na-suffer.
What's the point of continuing?
Kasi alam mo, grabe yung suffering nila, wala silang food. So yung mga namamatay nila na shipmates, yun ang kinakain nila.
Oh wow.
So grabe yung yung suffering talaga nila. Tapos nakita niya yung whale, ang dami mga sugat at saka ang dami mga tira-tirang harpoon. So naintindihan niya na kaya galit itong whale dahil sobra na yung suffering niya at the hands of Mandel. So many people tried to kill him. So nagkaroon sila in that second a moment of understanding. The kumbaga, an entire lifetime in that second, they did not kill each other. So the whale slipped back, hindi na niya sila sinaktan. Tapos siya rin, hindi na niya sinaktan yung whale, di niya tinapon yung harpoon niya. So ganun yung experience mo.
Oh yeah, yung when you look at the eyes of an animal, that's when you know that, you know, intelligent yung animal na yun. And you know, you assume that ikaw lang as a human being can only think, you're the only species that could think, but I don't think that's right, you know, kasi we really don't know what goes on in the minds of animals. They could be even intelligent than us. And you know,
sabi nga ang whale and dolphins are more intelligent than us.
Yes, kasi ano sila eh, mammals, and at the same time they audiovisual sila eh. So they could also see, and at the same time yung sonar, no? And you know, most of the the sound na hindi natin nadidinig, and may mga communication signals sila, they communicate, so they have a language as well. So very intelligent sila, and alam ko yung memory din nila is very sharp.
And I just came across a scientific article a few weeks ago, and now they're talking about a whale culture. May kultura pala yan, mga balyena.
Yung mga social animals have culture as well. So, it is really very arrogant for us to assume that only humans have culture. So, meron din sila. Even yung mga monkeys, yung mga, ano yan, yung mga it's omega, just, alpha, yung mga wolves, yung mga ganon, mga
pero
social animals.
Pero dahil kulang nga tayo sa understanding of that
yes,
fact,
oh.
We destroy habitat.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh.
In the process, we will eventually destroy our home.
Yes.
Diba? Ganun
yeah,
yun eh.
Yeah.
Pag sinira mo yung habitat ng tao, that will lead to us.
Yes, we're just destroying ourselves if we destroy. So, kailangan lang talaga is a healthy respect for animals and yung habitat sila.
Sir, yeah. since you're doing studies of this plant, so, paano nyo napaparating sa community yung relevance nung study nyo?
Yes. So, you know, yun yung mission ko eh. Like, you know, I go to the forest and I bring home yung information and I try to mend yung what I learned from the native people, yung mga indigenous knowledge nila.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, usually kasi yung indigenous knowledge ng mga, sa ngayon, ng mga tribes natin, it's lost in yung mga 50 and above eh. So, yung mga 50 below, usually, medyo acculturate. Kumbaga, nahawahan na sila ng mga katulad natin. Kumbaga, parang corrupted na natin sila. So, parang ganun eh. So, and most of them, parang they totally forget or may, no, parang dissociate themselves from yung mga cultural practices that promote, you know, sustainable use of biodiversity. So, like, for example, yung mga naming of plants, like trees, meron silang sariling classification systems. They also have their own taxonomy system. So, aside from yung what we know in the Western world as taxonomy, so meron din silang unique way of appreciation, pero nawawala yun to the younger generations. So, ang role ko is try to document and then hopefully publish and then, you know, for them to parang may reference sila na ito pala yung mga gamit na mga ninuno namin. So, ganun.
Okay. Taka muna, Yuli. We have to go on break. Pero after we come back, we'll ask you about yung ano yung mga observations mo doon sa forest.
Animal
anong
behaviors.
Status, anong condition ng forest at ng mga species doon ngayon. At saka yung mga personal wishes,
yes,
especially
yes.
Regarding your advocacy. Ang oras po ngayon ay 1:39.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 60.2. Kasali ka.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pasalig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Cute-cute mo naman! Uwi na kita!
Teka lang, handa ka na ba talaga para sa isang pet? Kailangan itong pakainin, painumin, paliguan, gawan ng malinis na tahanan, ipatingin sa doktor, mahalin at alagaan. Ang pagkakaroon ng pet, hindi lang cute, isa itong responsibilidad. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang tunay na Brad, hindi ka sasaktan.
Ang tunay na Brad, hindi ka pipilitin kung ayaw mong gawin.
Ang tunay na Brad, hindi ka papahiyain.
Ang tunay na Brad, hindi ka papahirapan at pagtatawanan.
Mula 2001, mahigit 23 na ang namatay dahil sa hazing.
Huwag magpaloko sa Brad na hindi totoo.
Dahil sa kapatiran, walang sakitan.
Isang mensahe mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ito ang Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa.
Hello, Kwentuhang Pets po at iba pa. At kasama pa rin natin dito si Yuli Ferreras and RJ Manalo. Kanina kinukwento ni Yuli yung kanyang spiritual moment with a snake, no? Who could have killed him, pero hindi. Kasi nag-connect sila in that one moment in time.
Inspire yung buhay.
Oo. Kaya alam mo, RJ, kaya hindi siya makahanap ng ano eh, ng mapapangasawa.
Palagay
no?
ko kinonect masyado doon.
Kasi hindi nga masyado siyang malihapan
na siyang
kailangan
ahas na mapahili. Kailangan
nanunuklaw yung kanya.
Oo, kailangan ganun din mag-isip katulad niya. He's a very deep person. Kailangan in that one moment in time, every second of their lives together, mag-connect sila palagi.
That's true.
O, diba? Wow. Okay, so Yuli, you were telling us kanina, no, kinakwento mo na may difference ngayon na napansin ka sa behavior ng mga animals doon sa ano sa jungles, no? Ba ano ba ito? Can you explain this?
Yes, and you know just this year, no, in 2015, I've been to 4 sites in Eastern Mindanao. Mm-hmm. So ang napansin ko is, you know, the forest, you know, what used to be the most beautiful forest. Kasi yung Mindanao kasi is very rich in terms of species compared to the forests of Luzon. Pero talagang super fragmented na siya.
Hello, hindi pa ako sila nakakakita ng waling-waling.
Yes, yung waling-waling actually, it's halos extinct na siya.
Oh.
And ang natitira na lang na waling-waling population is somewhere near yung sa mga ampatuan, yung mga
yung
area doon. It's because of the insurgency problem. So pero yun na, nakikita ko, yung forest natin talagang nawawala na.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, especially if your advocacy is for animals,
mm-hmm.
pwede natin i-connect. Kasi, you know, forest is home to not just one or a dozen,
mm-hmm.
you know, animals. It's a home of thousands and thousands of animals from different species.
So,
from
ano yung sabi mo, naiiba ng behavior nila? Paano na ba sila ngayon at paano ba sila noon?
Well, napapansin ko is, ano na eh, medyo irritable na yung ibang...
Irritable? In what way irritable?
Kasi naiinitan yung iba. Like, ngayon, mas mainit.
Wala nang puno.
Tapos yung iba, walang pagkain, mahanap na pagkain. Tapos yung iba, yung mga ibon naman, maiilap na. Kasi usually ang ibon, kapag pristine yung forest, hindi masyadong binibisita ng mga tao, medyo hindi naman siya lumalayo.
Mm-hmm.
So yung mga bird call, iba na eh. So, alam mong tumataka sila. So, nagiging mailap. So, and then... sa population din, kumukunting na sila.
Napansin mo yun?
Napansin ko. And, you know, meron ding study, you know, just recently, by an ornithologist, you know, who did a bird study naman, in Luzon naman to.
Uh-huh.
And napansin niya, tungkol naman to sa mga parrots, no? And ang ginagawa niya, gumagawa siya ng transect. Napansin niya talaga yung population, kumukunti in certain parts of Luzon. Hanggang sa, to the point of baka mawala na sila.
Ma-extinct na sila.
Oo.
Ay, naku. Kawawa naman ng future generation.
Yes. Oh, isipin nyo lang. Kasi, you know, nakikita pa rin natin sila hanggang yon. Pero, they could not stay that long forever.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, bilang tayo kasi yung pinaka-main culprit dyan,
mm-hmm.
kailangan we have to act responsibly and then try to preserve it, you know,
mm-hmm.
as long as we still have time.
Like, kunyari, yung mga na-discover nyo, alam nyo po kasi itong si Yuli Ferreras, marami nang discover na species ng orchids, di ba?
Yung
mga
plants, you know.
Mga plants. And he has written books about them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung mga na-discover mo na plants,
mm-hmm.
May napansin ka ba? Are they still around?
No,
nawawala na ba?
Yeah, I assume some of them have already been extinct, you know, extirpated in there.
Talaga?
Yes. So, and it's happening, you know, all around. And, kaya, yun nga, ang nangyari tuloy sa akin is para I'm like a spokesperson for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang advocacy. Ginawa mong advocacy mo ngayon.
Kasi, you know, kasi if I don't do it, then, no, cause nobody really understands. And, mm-hmm. and no, people could not empathize. It's because they're not really aware. And ang anong role ko is to make them aware na may mga beings na nakatira dito and kailangan natin as humans na responsible na
mm-mm.
we have to make efforts to preserve them. No?
So ano exactly yung advocacy mo?
You know, sa akin research and then of course, yung sharing the knowledge to people.
Okay. To make them aware.
Just to make them aware. Because you know, the awareness is the first step. But of course, it doesn't stop in awareness. You know, there has to be some action. Pero before that action, kailangan meron tayong knowledge base.
Mm-mm,
meron tayong research, may scientific basis for everything that I see. So yun, so that's what I do. It's just assembling the science that, you know, people could use parang for conservation.
Lately ba, meron ka pang nahanap na mga
bagong
species?
Yes, ang dami.
Talaga?
Ah, tumbak.
Super tumbak. Tumutubo rin.
Yes.
Or hindi pa talaga na-discover?
Hindi pa. Kasi ang role ko is parang like John the Baptist, you know. I just name the plants. And then just try to publish it. And then, you know, para formally in a scientific publication. Pero that's just parang how far, you know? Mm-mm. Kasi most of the knowledge we have, it's just taxonomic. I mean, that's just the naming and the describing of the plant. Mm-hmm. Pero yung ecology niya, yun ang walang masyado nagsistudy sa Philippines. I mean, walang ganung mga study.
Yung role ng plant na to.
Kunyari, pagkain ba siya na, ng... Huh?
Ay, sorry po. Pero trinayin nyo nang somehow i-share yung findings ninyo with the government kasi whether we like it or not, sila talaga yung may capacity to propagate the information or so
that if... Kunyari, for example, yung in this particular part of Agusan, yung study ko would be the basis for a watershed declaration. Ayun, so, yun yung scientific basis na we should declare this area as a protected area para, you know, ma-preserve yan.
And legal, are they considering it?
Yes. Actually, yun nga yung ginagawa na nila, yung information na yun yung naka-attach dun sa declaration. Kasi, you really have to declare it as protected area. Kasi, pag protected area siya, at least meron kang legal protection from, kunyari, may naglaging dyan, pwede mo silang kasuhan, gano'n. So, pero the science has to come first.
Sir, gumawa ka naman ng study. I come from kasi, ma'am, from Nueva Vizcaya, kaya concern ako.
Yes, marami akong makitang bago dyan sa Nueva Vizcaya.
Oo, naawa ko sa mga sinishare nilang information about the destruction because of illegal mining by an Australian company.
Actually, hindi lang,
in Jadi.
Kasi parang usually para na-amplify yung mga ano natin sa mining lang, okay, logging. Pero the destruction is happening all around. Even yung mga smallholder farms na nagkakaingin, sinisira nila. So, everybody is parang responsible. Hindi lang naman yan, mining, logging. Halos lahat, eh. So, ang nangyayari, lahat sila kanya-kanyang putol, kanya-kanyang conversion into plantation, tatam na ng mangga, yung mga ganong mga... So, yung pinuntahan ko sa Nueva Vizcaya, limestone area, may mga almasiga, may resin yun before we export that. Pero, totally sinira nila. Yung mga farmers, ang ginawa nila is kino-convert nila into coffee plantations. Tsaka citrus.
Mga cash crops.
So, this mentality of people na, ano yung halamang gubat lang yan, i-convert natin into a more profitable. So ganun, and it's happening all around in the Philippines, and our eyes are blind, ang nakikita lang natin yung mga mining, pero lahat na naman ng tao tsaka yung logging, lahat naman ng tao sa farms, mga farmers. Kaya kailangan aware tayo na yung mga impact na mga ginagawa natin to biodiversity.
Paunahan kasi ng pag-unang parcel. Nakakatawa ha. There was one time we went to Boracay. Bundok, may nagmamay-ari. Ha?
Yes.
Nagulat ako. Will not name the big company that owns it. Hindi daw kami basta-basta pwedeng pumasok doon or umakyat doon because it's already owned by a big company. At ang funny nito, syempre, on budget yung travel, yung meron kaming inupuan na parang naka-cordon yung part nung sea. Ha? Bakit? Kasi pag-aari daw ni ganito. Kailan pa nagkaroon ng nagmamayari ng dagat? At ang funny yung after the shore, may part na naka-cordon ng orange. Hindi daw kami pwede doon kasi hindi naman kami nakatuloy kay ganitong hotel. Na-amaze lang ako. Nowadays, inaari na ang part ng bundok, ang part ng sea. Hala!
Ganun na.
Akalain mo.
Kaya nga, nagsishrink talaga nga.
Sishrink talaga.
Ang habitat ng...
Lalo na pag, like Boracay, siyempre, prime property yan. You could build a resort there. That's you could true. Earn millions. So, somehow, yung environment, parang it's set aside just for, para...
Profit talaga.
Pero it's really not bad to earn profit. Pero syempre, kailangan, you have to balance it. Mm-mm. So, kailangan...
Pero tama ka, sir, kasi yung mismong community doon, ako lang, naisip ko lang, sana sila yung nagpo-protect. Hindi. Sila yung kunwaring nagbabantay at nagpapabayad para maakyat mo si bundok. Kasi may mga caves doon na meron.
Are you talking about the indigenous population doon?
Hindi pa, ma'am. Yung mga lowlands pa nga.
Okay.
Actually,
nadidrive away na nga ang mga indigenous. Sila na yung namamalimos.
Kaya yung, actually, kawawa nga yung mga indigenous people doon. Kasi sila totally dispossessed. Ngayon, everyone is, earning from Boracay. Pero sila yung nawalan.
That's true.
You know, ang kakampi natin sa conservation usually mga indigenous people.
Sana, kasi yeah. Yun ang life of the knowledge, yun ang bahay
and
nila.
And they understand, you don't have to explain that to them.
That's yung, true.
Kasi they've been living their lives, all their lives, you know, connected with the forest, with the sea. So, hindi na kailangan bigyan pa ng ano, explanation na matitindi. And they understand perfectly.
Mas magaling nga sila scientists, di ba?
Yes, yes. Uh-oh. And most of my discoveries as well, you know, and even other scientists are based also on indigenous knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, hindi sila na ano na acknowledge sa ganun.
Ay, oo nga. Kaya, kasi nga naman, sir, pinapalayas nga sila, kaya, diba?
Oo. Okay, so, anyway, nakuha ko na pala, ginugol ko dito sa Facebook, ang actor pala dun sa movie na kinakwento ko, In the Heart of the Sea, I see, si Chris Hemsworth.
Oh,
Australian actor. Kapatid niya si Liam Hemsworth na boyfriend na matangkad ni Jennifer Lawrence
noon
sa Hunger
hindi
Games.
Hindi na makarelate kasi hindi na ako nanonood ng scene.
Wala na ngang life. Wild na lang nga.
Watch it for the moment with the whale. Watch it. Makita mo yung, ma-recall mo yung experience mo with the snake. Si Chris Hemsworth had a moment with a whale. Yeah. Oo. Yeah. Yun ang, marami nagkakaganon eh. Anyway.
Gusto ko, dapat may part 2 si Sir. Grabe, no?
Ang dami, ang dami.
Ang dami niyang pwedeng i-share sa atin.
Na kwento. Okay, taga muna, mag-break muna tayo. Tapos when we come back, we'll ask Yuli kung ano yung mga Christmas wishes niya for itong kanyang advocacy.
Sa mga wild.
Oo, sa mga wildlings. Okay, 153.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ang iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Soler On Air, sirip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa.
Kwentuhang Pets at Iba Pa. Kanina ho ay nag-break tayo at maganda yung usapan namin. Nag-ano na kami iisip kung sino ba ang pwede natin ipakilala kay Ulysses, who's very much a bachelor, di ba?
Correct.
May naisip na
and
tayo.
We just remember somebody who's very much a maiden.
Date natin. Magpo-foursome tayo. Di ba? Tayong dalawa. Tsaka silang dalawa.
That's
okay.
True.
Sige. So, Ulysses, hindi natin alam kung masyado bang busy yung girl before Christmas or else. But we will contact you. But for now, we'd like to ask you, ano ba yung ano gusto mo sanang wishes? Ano yung gusto mong Christmas wishes for the animals, yung advocacy mo?
Yes, yung ang wish ko lang is, you know, we get a reprieve. Yung ito sa nangyayaring ongoing climate na yun ang nag-change yung climate natin, yes. No? Na the typhoons are getting stronger, mga category 4 typhoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you know, destroying forest as well.
Uh-oh.
Kasi you know, when the typhoon passes by the mountain, it really just topples down all the trees.
Mm-mm. Most wala of the trees. Wala na silang bahay.
Wala na silang bahay yung mga hayop. Uh-oh. And also, you know, yung ongoing climate change, like, you know, just this year, yung sa Cotabato region, sa even Quezon, Bicol, you know, Eastern Mindanao, yung drought, you know, it's very, very terrible.
Tama. So, kaya, ano nga yung wish mo?
So, yun nga, magkaroon ng reprieve, you know, bigla na lang, umayos na lang yung weather bigla.
Kaya, miracle. Oh,
miracle, you know.
At magkaroon
miracle.
Din ng ano, bagong mindset ang mga tao.
Yes, yes. Kasi kailangan, we really have to act fast.
Kasi kaya pa ba?
You know,
kaya pa bang ayusin itong damage
hindi ko alam. Kasi it's really a systemic problem, you know. It's all rooted in, you know, our economic, social, our mentalities, you know. So, mahirap. And, but you know, may hope pa naman. Pero, syempre, we really have to act fast. So, I don't waste my time.
Mm-mm.
So, I just, you know, work.
Hindi pwede. You have to. Para dalawa na kayong magkakaroon ng
okay lang. Kasi, pero, itong girl na iniisip natin, at nature lover ba siya?
Ay, she's into a lot of things, ma'am.
Ah, okay. Ako, sige.
Ayoko. Huwag na po. Ay, kasi,
takot siya.
She's very nice. Oh, she's very nice. She's very
kagaya mo rin, sa, meron din siyang a real passion for pets and the nature.
Ayan, oo. Oh, mahilig sa animals.
Oo. Oh, oh, oh.
Nako, nakikinig yata yung girl ngayon. Oh, oh.
Pero ikaw, ma'am, ano mo naman ang wish mo before we ran out of time?
Okay, ang wish ko, since alam niyo naman po, yung advocacy ko is to be able to change the minds of people and make them see that animals have a heart. Animals are like people. Animals are people, I think, no? So, ang wish ko ay ang mga tao will open their hearts to the animals, help them, give them homes, give them food, at wag na silang masaktan. Wag na silang, kumbaga, katulad ng makakita kayo ng asong gala, tapos tatapunan ng bato, o sisipain, o sasagasaan, wag naman. No? My wish is for people to gain compassion, and to open their hearts to species, to other species. Hindi lang tayong tao ang nandito sa mundo. Katulad ng sabi ni Yuli, marami mga ibang hayop and plants. We are not the center of the universe. So, let us understand that we must coexist with all other species. So, open our hearts. Let's love other species, other animals. At makikita natin that they will reciprocate. Malaking happiness makukuha nyo. Katulad ng kami ni Yuli, we're very happy with what we do kasi meron kami mga bonding moments sa mga ganon with the animals. Ikaw naman, RJ.
Ay, naku, ma'am. The same. Gusto kong susugan yung mga sinabi nyo na siguro it's about time din na makalimutan natin na maging makasarili. No?
Yes,
so, unang sa lahat, na-alarm ako doon sa sinabi ni Sir Yuli na in 5 years time, parang kawawa naman yung yung mga future generation. So, siguro din, maliban pa sa tunay na pagmamahal sa mga pets natin na sila naman talaga ay kapamilya, isipin din natin yung ibang walang nag-aalaga sa kanila, kundi ang kalikasan, kundi ang halaman at ang gubat. So, siguro, ilawak-lawakan na rin natin yung wish natin. So, first of course, our beloved pets, talagang tagatanggal na
treat them right.
Yes, we relax with them and we are happy with them. And then siguro isipin din natin, what about the animals in the wild? So what can we do about it? So kung hindi man tayo kasing galing ni Sir Yuli na pupunta tayo sa kabundukan, hindi tayo wild. At least ba pa, kahit word of mouth lang, na yung simpleng huwag ka na lang magsiga. Diba? In the vicinity. Yun na lang siguro
kumbaga, yung pwede natin. To try and stop climate change, go vegetarian.
Vegetarian
kasi Yuli, diba?
Vegetarian
ako, sir. Sorry.
It's because, yung food base natin is, animals. It really, takes a lot away from, the environment.
Kasi, yun nga, importante yung Meatless Mondays kasi pag, yung mga, the single, the biggest contributor to climate change is eating of animals, is the meat industry. Sabi nila kasi mas malaki ang contribution ng meat industry kaysa yung mga kotse, yung vehicular emissions.
Yes, yung greenhouse gases like yung mga methane, yung agriculture, yung sa ruminants, yung sa mga four-chambered stomach ng mga animals, kasi they emit a lot of methane. And as well as yung cultivation of rice.
So, kasi, di ba, pinuputol yan mga puno, nag-clear na forest to convert it to plantations.
And, pasture lands for cows.
To grazing
animals.
Grazing lands, ganyan.
It's contributing a lot.
Katulad ngayon sa Arizona. Indonesia, sa Sabah, sinusunog nila mga forest.
Yes.
Kinakat nila mga trees to make way palm oil. In the process, namamatay mga orangutang.
Yes.
Ang orangutang nakikita sa
Borneo.
Sa Borneo lang. Nawawala ng habitat mga orangutang. Because of palm oil. Kaya ako hindi talaga bumibili ng palm oil.
Hindi na rin po ako bibili. Okay. So, yun ang wish natin. At ang bilis po ng oras, ma'am.
Kaya yun po. Alas dos na naman. Maraming salamat kay Ulysses Ferreras.
Salamat.
Sa mga kwento niya.
Sir, basta may blind date tayo, ha?
May date tayo. At saka next is
whether you like it or you really like it.
And maraming salamat din kay RJ Manalo for making this conversation lively. At maraming salamat sa lahat sa inyong mga nakinig at hindi nakinig. We hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. At Merry Merry Christmas. Ito, we did the math po, 15 days to go before Christmas.
Tama naman po tayo, 2 weeks.
Oo, 2 weeks. So, makinig muli sa Kwentuhang Pets at Papa, susunod na Miyerkules. Next week, it's going to be the last for this year.
Uh-huh.
Dito sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
O mga classmate, next week ulit ha, sama-sama tayo muli sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!